But first, today a judge ordered Sky News hand over the secret recordings we obtained of Brittany Higgins' lawyer discussing her testimony with fiancé David Shiraz the night before she returned to the witness box for cross-examination in a high-profile defamation trial. This related to our report at the start of this program last night, where we broadcast the sensational recording of Leon Zwyer giving suggestions on how Brittany Higgins should answer tough questions during her cross-examination, including about the Commonwealth's $2.4 million compensation payment in the ongoing trial in the federal court in Sydney. Bruce Lohmann's lawyers today asked Justice Michael Lee to subpoena our recordings and transcripts from last night's program, and the judge did so with our lawyers handing over the material this afternoon. Lawyers for Lohmann, Ten, and Lisa Wilkinson will now be able to hear the entire conversation and decide whether they think it's relevant to the issues in the case and should form part of the evidence. The audio recording was made at the Park Hyatt Hotel lobby bar last Monday, the 4th of December, the night before Higgins returned to cross-examination in the defamation case brought by Bruce Lohmann against Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson. Today, Justice Lee read from the Listening Devices Surveillance Act, and he said that the relevant issue seems to be the definition of a private conversation. He said, while there's a prohibition on using any device to record a private conversation, it does not include a conversation made in any circumstances in which the parties to it ought reasonably to expect that it might be overheard by someone else. Justice Lee said it's certainly arguable that the audio recording would not fall within a definition of a private conversation under the Act. And that was our view, that the recording was made in a public bar by an unrelated party who happened to be there. The witness, who has no connection to the case, could hear their conversation very clearly. The group was speaking loudly and made no effort to keep their conversation private. Leon Zwyer is a well-known and highly respected Melbourne lawyer known as Mr. Fixit. He's from the prestigious firm Arnold Bloch Leibler. He's represented a string of high-profile clients, including Daniel Andrews, Bill Shorten, and the late billionaire Richard Pratt. David Shiraz and Brittany Higgins have both shared photos with Zwyer on their social media. In one post, Higgins dubs him Australia's best lawyer. Both Leon Zwyer and David Shiraz are easily recognisable figures to anyone who closely follows the news. Justice Lee today said that he wouldn't press Lohmann's barrister Stephen Wybrow to divulge whatever application he proposes to make in relation to our recordings of Zwyer, but he said he would like to know by tomorrow morning if it's going to be a significant line of inquiry. Lisa Wilkinson's barrister, Sue Chrysanthu, told the court she had no objection to the subpoena being issued and possibly no issue at all with the material being tendered. Now, as I mentioned, this all follows our exclusive report last night where we revealed that Zwyer met with Higgins' fiancé, David Shiraz, the night before her testimony last Tuesday and offered advice on what Higgins should tell the judge under oath the next morning. If Zwyer's advice was communicated to Higgins, it would be a potential contempt of court in defiance of a federal court judge. Witnesses should not receive coaching during their period of cross-examination. This is a rule reiterated by Justice Lee during the trial. We're not suggesting that Zwyer intended his advice to be passed on to Higgins. There's no evidence that Shiraz did so. And Higgins told the court last week she hadn't received advice from anyone in regards to her testimony. Zwyer also told us yesterday he didn't intend for his advice to be communicated to Higgins. He said, all my private conversations with David Shiraz and Emma Webster were on the common understanding that Brittany was under cross-examination and no one was to talk with her about the substance of her evidence or the manner in which she was giving it. But Zwyer is captured in the recording and was overheard by witnesses discussing with Shiraz how she should respond when questioned about her Commonwealth government settlement and inconsistencies in her story. In one recording, Zwire suggests Higgins should cite legal privilege when asked whether she sought legal advice before making public comments after the collapse of the criminal trial.
If he's asking you legal advice about something, what was the architecture saying about legal privilege?
As you heard then, Zwire suggested to Shiraz that Higgins say, "Your Honour, I'm told by my lawyer I don't have to discuss legal advice." Well, Shiraz then asked, well, if the judge rules out that line of questioning about her comments on the courthouse steps and whether they were intended to scuttle a retrial, then what else will he ask about? Zwire said that Higgins may be asked about the Commonwealth settlement, which we now know is $2.4 million. And Zwire says to be very wary around these questions.
Let's say the judge rules out that he's still alive. What's he about? He goes to inconsistencies, be very wary. In terms of confidentiality, which means I don't know if to talk about that because it's so confidential. The judge said that she might say, it's a legal advice. Just tell them the truth.
Zwire was also captured on tape suggesting to Shiraz that Higgins should cite legal professional privilege on the stand and also could say that it's not about the money.
She doesn't have to weigh legal professionals. She's the same as her. Just so enraged. So enraged. I'm going to be gone or not. It was just a gut reaction. It's not about management. She just says, she doesn't even have to weigh legal advice. She is. It's all legal advice.
At another point in their conversation, Zwire told Shiraz that Higgins should keep her answers short, particularly if she's asked questions about making money from her story. Shiraz and Zwire also discuss whether the judge understands Higgins. They talk about how she's an unemotional witness unless speaking about the rape allegation. And they refer to criticism that she turned her rape allegation into a multimedia story, saying that this criticism is belittling.
So when you can speak to the rape, what is it the judge doesn't like about you? You can tell me, yeah, I can tell you.
No, but what did you do for a reason?
You can do it for a witness story. It's so deliberate. What she does is she just tells me it's herself has been rape. If it's ready to do a multimedia kind of street department, well, she does. And so it's her basement. She's not trauma. She's not sobbing. She's not crying. But when she talks about the actual rape, she does. Well, surely he can see that. But when she's talking about the performance, the consequences are so deliberate. A lot deliberate, because if she's going to blow up her life, shame will follow. She wants to make sure of that.
And in a revelation that will shock the public, Zwire said that he, and not a doctor, drafted Higgins' medical report, which detailed her anxiety and suicide attempt. He read aloud the medical report to the group after opening his laptop at the bar. He said, "Let me brief you," before reading a statement from the doctors that he received on the 9th of October. For privacy reasons, we've edited out the part where Zwire read aloud Higgins' medical records.
Let me read you. The first
my statement was from the doctors on the 9th of October. On a Saturday night, on a Sunday morning, that's on the doctor.
Very specific. Give me the name.
Yeah, I gave him the draft. That's what I wrote.
The medical report was used when the ACT Director of Public Prosecutions, Shane Drumgold, announced he wouldn't proceed with a retrial of the rape charges against Lerman because of Higgins' fragile mental health. 10 days later, a one-day mediation took place between Higgins and the Commonwealth, which led to a deed of settlement where Higgins was paid $2.4 million. Zwaya didn't respond to our questions about whether this medical report that he claimed he drafted was also submitted to the Commonwealth. But Zwaya is likely to face scrutiny over his claim that he drafted this medical report. Firstly, was Shane Drumgold aware that Zwaya had drafted it? And if he wasn't aware, would it have made any difference to his decision to call off the criminal retrial? There could be inquiries about which doctor signed off on this report and whether the medical practitioner agreed with it and why he allowed a lawyer to draft it in the first place, and was he aware? Also, was it presented to the mediation with the federal government? Was the Commonwealth government told that the medical report had been drafted by Higgins' lawyer, if indeed it was presented to them? And if they weren't told, it raises questions about the multi-million dollar payout. The Australian's legal contributor, Chris Merritt, says that the ACT Attorney General has an interest in this affair as well. Chris Merritt says, was this document the only reason that Bruce Lerman was denied criminal justice in the ACT? If it was, its status needs to be examined thoroughly. He says the ACT government is now on notice that this critically important document was not drafted by a doctor, but by a lawyer acting for Brittany Higgins. Did the doctor agree with all of this? Who is this doctor? And he needs to be asked why he allowed his name and office to be used in this way. Were he and Drumgold aware? Chris Merritt says this all goes to why Bruce Lerman was denied his day in court. It is inescapable that the genesis of the medical report needs to be examined in the wake of these recordings.